and welcome to the His and Hers Show with Jody
and Alex Misiak.
And today we're back.
Yay!
After a little hiatus, we are back. And today we're going to talk about love and a little bit of Valentine's Day because we are airing this on Valentine's Day. You might not be listening to it then, but it is going to be about love and coupling with children and just our journey and, you know, things, you know, we've learned along the way, things we've dropped along the way, those kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important around this time of year to reflect on the relationships that you're in right now and how you got there. And
We don't necessarily celebrate Valentine's Day in all things commercial.
Yeah.
I can't speak.
Yeah. Not in commercialized. No.
Yes. But today holds a special meaning for us.
It does.
It was the day that we became officially a couple. Mm-hmm. So it's just that special moment for us. And wow, it's been a journey.
Yeah, it has.
11 years. 11 years ago today.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
I did sort of spring it on you, didn't I?
You did a little. It was only like a month of the day that we met. So yeah. It was like, whoa. We were actually going, heading off to yoga, couples yoga.
Yeah, which I had never done before. I hadn't done much
Me
yoga.
Me either.
Yeah, I hadn't done much yoga at all at that point. So you're like, let's come to couples yoga. And I'm like, okay. And
that's when you really started going to yoga with me.
Yes,
too.
It was. Yeah. Oh. That was one of the first ones and kept going. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been through a lot. We had ups and downs. We're going to be talking a lot about different struggles we've had. We're going to talk about, like, we had it where you had a breakdown. I don't know how much you want to share in this episode.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
But we had it where you were in a really deep depression,
mm-hmm.
and we had to get through that. You actually just wanted me out of your life because you just didn't feel good enough, and you were just trying to push me away. When I was like, well, why would I leave now? Like, you know,
yeah.
One of those moments. And we're going to talk about all these things coming up, you know, asking for help, getting help, like working through it together. And that's really where we're coming from this time around with our podcast, is really just sharing our struggles, our triumphs, and just celebrating everything in between, the big, the small, and just everything. And just sharing that with you so you can, one, know you're not alone in your journey of parenting or coupling or whatever it is that you relate to us with. And just really, that's where we're at right now. Would you like to?
Do you want me to, what, share? Should we start with how we met? I guess because like we led right into Valentine's Day, but I guess
sure we can talk into it a little bit of how
we probably touched on the podcast before, but like a Cole's Notes version is. You were teaching at a dance studio, mm-hmm. that
fitness/dance studio.
Yeah. Where
I cannot call myself a dance teacher, so I have to be very clear about that.
Fair enough.
I was teaching a couple different fitness classes. One was Butts and Guts. So
yeah, which you invented.
I did not. I did not invent. I cannot take the credit for that. I did not.
All right.
I just owned it.
Fair enough.
I'm kidding.
Anyways, so you were a fitness instructor at this fitness/dance studio. And I had recently, I'd been dancing.
You've been going for a while because I saw you. I actually thought you were an instructor for breakdancing.
Yeah. So I've been going to that for breakdancing classes. And then they opened up like ballroom and classical type dancing classes, which I had been doing that at a different dance studio and learning. And I'm like, okay, this is good. This is a good time to, like, I can practice as well here. Because I like the more I can dance, the better. And the class prices were very reasonable. So I'm like, well, the more I can dance, the better. So I believe it was on the day we really met was
It was swing dancing.
It was swing
dancing. I was
dancing
going
class.
To swing dancing.
You were going to swing dancing.
And we'll share how I got there in a different episode, actually next week's episode.
That sounds good. Okay. So you were going to the swing dancing class. So we met in the swing dancing class, which was a lot of fun. And then after the swing dancing class was the ballroom dancing class, and you were going to leave.
I was ready. I think I almost had my shoes on.
Yeah, you were ready to leave. And I walked up to the studio owner. And,
which was a really good friend of mine.
Well, yeah, which is a really good friend of yours. And I believe there was a shortage of dance partners, or I needed more people in the ballroom dancing class. Or it might have just been me. I can't remember.
I know even swing dancing.
It was low.
It was only one other couple.
Yes, and they were leaving too. That's what it probably was.
I have no idea. You just needed a partner.
I definitely needed a partner. I was trying to talk the studio owner into being the partner because she was just working at the desk at the time. Yeah. I'd seen her participate in classes before. And then she turned around to you and said, well, Jody, don't you want to stay instead?
So I totally thought she was setting me up.
Which she totally wasn't. No. And then we had a wonderful ballroom dancing class together. And I'm so glad that we did. And I believe that was the rumba, right?
Yes, that's what we were doing. We were learning the rumba. Yes.
We were learning the rumba. And the
dance of love.
The dance of love. And the cute moment from that was, during the dancing of the rumba, the instructor said, like, look at your partner as if you love them. And I looked at Jody and I said, oh, I think I can do that.
And then I proceeded to fumble over his feet.
Yeah, for a little while, but you recovered. Yeah. And I didn't notice that you were fumbling all over my feet.
But let's just go a little deeper into this conversation, right? Because here's an example where you see something, you want to go for it, and you get shot down, but you don't really get shot down. You just need, it's like the universe needing you to like be more invested in getting a yes.
Oh, is this the apple?
Yeah.
The apple story? Okay, yeah. All right.
So afterwards, after dancing, I was just going to head home. Like, I already had my supper. It was what it would have been?
Six or 7 o'clock.
Yeah. But I was home by like probably 4 o'clock from working. So I already had my supper. Like, I ate really early. I went to bed really early. So my plan was just to have an apple, relax, you know, check in with my grandma. I was living with her at the time. And then, you know, just end my evening.
Yeah, go back to your regularly scheduled programming. Yeah.
And you're like, hey, you know, I'm going out for something, get something to eat. And I'm like, I'm going to have an apple. Like, not even knowing that he was asking me, because here's the thing. One, I was in a safe space. That was my home. It was my home away from home. It was my second job, but like, it didn't really feel like a job. It was just a place that I went to because I was passionate about teaching fitness classes, and you know, a really good friend owned it, so it was just this area where I just felt so safe that I never really felt. And I'll even next week I want to talk a little bit more into this because it's actually leaning into something else I want to talk about. However, like, I wasn't there to meet somebody.
Right. Yep.
So I was there to just dance and to have fun. And while having fun, I met you. So there's a couple big takeaways from the story. Is if you want something, don't stop if you hear like a no, or actually it's even not yet, or, you know, not even like an answer. Like, I'm going home to have an apple. Keep proceeding. Like, and this doesn't have to involve people. This can be in anything in life. If you want something and it's like deep in your heart, you know you want it, then start taking those steps to do it. Like, you don't need somebody to tell you that they're not interested, or, you know, it's just even thinking about like clients when they say no or like not yet. Like, it's just, it's those things where you just don't have to take those personally.
Yeah. Don't stop at the first hurdle, I suppose. Exactly. And the first hurdle for me was an apple, apparently.
And then the other one is do what you love. Have fun. Actually, one of the best advice my dad ever gave me, and at the time he told me, I was like, you're crazy. Like, this doesn't make sense to me, is as, you know, with relationships, I was struggling to find, you know, a good relationship with a man. And my dad said, just do what you love to do. Like, do things that are interests of you, hobbies and stuff, and you'll find that person. Well, at the time, I was going to a fitness class, like fitness slash dance studio, which is mostly a females. It was pole dancing, chair dancing, hip hop, you know, like all those. And then they threw in a little bit of ballroom dancing in there.
Yep.
So that's, and break dancing.
Yep.
So that was like the only, and there's a couple guys in the workout classes, but it was mostly women. So I was like, I'm not gonna And I was like, at the gym, I was like, I don't want to meet guys those honcho. Like, I can press whatever pounds. Because at that time I was actually going to an exclusively women's gym. So I was teaching fitness in like a mostly exclusive women's, no, I shouldn't say exclusive, but mostly women. And then I was going to exclusively women's gym. And I was like, and then working. And I was like, how? And I feel like at the time he told me I was actually working at a clothing store, which was mostly of women.
Right.
Or gay guys. So like, I was just like, who, how? Like, how is this possible? Actually, in the doing fun part, like then work is, doesn't even count there at that point. But my fun things were all involving around women. Yeah. So I didn't see it. But he was right.
Yeah,
you just gotta do what is fun, and that is actually one of my biggest goals this year, is just to have fun, because I find that I can try to control situations too much. I have all these goals and desires and plans, and if I'm constantly focused on how I'm going to do it, it doesn't actually allow the wonderful flow of life to happen.
Yes, like by just having fun, we were able to meet. Whereas if you were actively trying to pursue a partner, like I had been doing in the past. I would have
scared the heck out of you.
Very possibly. Possibly.
Yes.
and I know that I would, like, all of my previous attempts to actively pursue relationships also didn't end in the desired result, which in retrospect is great because here we are now. Back to the apple?
Sure.
Okay. So she had, Jody had said, I'm just gonna go home and have an apple. And that wasn't a yes and it wasn't a no. Like, I was trying to get you to come out and eat with me as like a semi-date, I guess, just to get to know you more, right, outside of the dance studio. Because, you know, you're focused on dancing at the dance studio. And, you know, I felt like some chemistry and I wasn't, you know, attracted to you.
In sweats and all.
Yeah,
literally dressed like in sweats.
Because it's a fitness studio, but I'm not, you know, I'm not the kind of guy that, you know, that can't see past some clothes to the beauty underneath, you know? So I'm like, okay, that was a weird answer, but maybe she doesn't
understand. It was an honest one.
It was an honest, yeah, but and that's true. And I'm like, okay, but it wasn't a flat, like, no, I got other plans. So it wasn't like a flat out rejection. So I'm like, maybe I should reword my question. I'm like, I need to eat something still. Would you like to join me? Something along those lines, to which you then said yes.
Or sure.
Or sure, yes. So then we went across the street to a Philly Steak Cheese House.
Well, first we went to another one where I learned that you don't really like live music, so we moved on to another one.
It was hard to talk in that live music place, you're right. Here's me, like, blurring the lines between what my remember. I'm obviously cutting out all the bits that were awkward or didn't end up where I wanted to be. So we ended up going to the Philly cheesesteak place after we left this other place where we couldn't talk. There was just live music going, and, you know, we couldn't really talk. And to which I ordered food, and I was going to pay for your food as well, but you're like, I already ate, I don't need to eat. So you sat and watched me eat, which can't be the most attractive thing to do. I didn't think about it too much. I'm not a messy eater, but, you know, it's a Philly cheesesteak and fries.
I wasn't going to eat just because...
Yeah, you weren't going to eat just because I was eating. No. So we talked while I was eating, and you watched me eat. And that was our, like, first date kind of thing.
Yes.
It wasn't, yeah.
Not official.
No. Later on...
It was our unplanned encounter date, if you want to call it that way.
Anyways,
and that's where it really all began. And it just all started with having faith, having persistence, and having fun.
Yeah.
And we were going to talk more about, like, the struggles. So, you know, we had so many struggles. Maybe another episode we can bring up having struggles with children, because we did talk a lot just into how we met and things like that.
Yeah.
But the biggest takeaway from this is... really, I personally think is literally showing up in life. And when you want something, you know, be persistent. Have faith. Take a leap of faith. And really just let control kind of go to the wayside. And have fun. Have fun. That's a big one. At the end of the last year, I was actually struggling with, like, focusing on my business, be like, how do I end up doing this? Or how can I get here? Or how and how and how? And I was getting so lost in that. And then it came to me, the how is less important than the why. So when you want something and you're, you know, about, it could be a relationship, it could be maybe you want just to build a deeper relationship with somebody. You know, one of the things I want to talk about this year is how you and I, you know, like there's days where we really feel like roommates.
Yeah.
And then there's other times that, you know, like we're like, whoa, we have to hit that pause button and get back to it, because life is constantly happening around us, to us, and through us. And you got to slow it down sometimes to really reconnect with one another.
Yes, that's important.
So if that's where you're at with a relationship you're at, it's just like, make that a priority. Be persistent with, you know, like make sure those date nights happen. Make sure you're taking time, or it could even just be for yourself. Self-love. Make time for you. So it's all those things. So persistence, take a leap of faith, and have fun while doing it all.
And I can't think of a better message to give anyone out there. It certainly led us down quite the journey.
Yes.
Those three things. So.
And I'll share in next episode how, like, I didn't even, like I said, I didn't say yes to him going up because I wasn't in that mindset. And I'll share with you why in the next episode, because it leans into something else. So I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Bye for now.